This is Poetry on Northland Morning, a celebration of the language, written word, and sense of places, past and present, that make up our community. Lisa Lunge Larsen may be an author and may be from Norway, but ask her to contribute a poem in Norwegian and she kind of cringes. Like many people, apparently, the poetry she studied in school was so dry, it kind of turned her off poetry altogether. But when I kept after her, she didn't fool around. She tapped one of the most famous actors in Norway and asked for help on this assignment.
His name is Sven Nordin. He's a very famous actor, and he's been in a lot of television shows. And I think one movie that became big also in the United States was called Elling. And his wife, Toril Strand, we kind of grew up in the summers together. You know, my family has a cabin in a little tiny place called Kjerringvik. We are actually cabin neighbors. And so because, you know, actors are kind of out of work these days, I noticed that because we're Facebook friends, as part of his, you know, not working, he's been reading a lot of poems over Facebook. And so I thought, oh, if I'm going to read a poem... I left Norway when I was 19, and I was not paying attention to poetry other than what we had to learn in school. So while I was an English major in college and all, I've been paying attention to English poetry, not to Norwegian poetry at all. So I thought, oh boy, I got to get advice from somebody who's an expert. I just contacted them, and they were like, hey, yes, okay. They gave me all kinds of ideas for poems to read that they thought would be really good. One of the things about Sven Nordin, he's actually a very good musician also. So one of the things he does a lot of is poetry that's actually music, that's you know, the lyrics to folk songs or more contemporary kind of bard-style songs. And that's been really fun for me to think about the songs as poetry. There's been some really funny poems, and I never really associated Norwegian with funny poetry because, you know, when I grew up and we had poetry in school, poetry was heavy stuff, you know, and it was things, you know, the really long, epic kind of things from the Viking era, and then it was epics, you know, by Ibsen and Bjørnstjerne Bjørnson, who you probably don't know, but there's a lot of poetry, and some of it wasn't just sort of epic about the heroes of old, but there was also very kind of national romantic. And so it was really fun to have these different, like a whole different style of poetry than what I had ever thought of as typical Norwegian poetry. There was one that was really funny about kissing in the library and the dilemma the librarian feels because somebody's complaining about the young couple kissing, you know, over in the poetry section. and you know, who should he respond to? I mean, they're both the public. He's there to serve the public, the kissing couple or the complainer. And I think what really struck me about this poem was on the surface of it, it's a very, very simple poem. A lot of people think of it as a love poem. In fact, that's what Toril and Sven said. This is like their, part of it was they said this is our very favorite poem. And that has been kind of their love poem to each other. Although the author, she always said this is a poem about friendship. I was really struck by it because of the times that we're living in with the sort of the coronavirus and the necessity of sort of social distancing. And it is kind of a poem about a friendship, a relationship, a love relationship, but across a gate, like you can't get too close to each other. But as long as I know that you are there in your house, I'm going to be okay. I liked it also because it operates both on a very literal level, like du går fram til min instegrind, you go up to my inner gate. Jeg går fram til din, I walk up to yours. Innenfor den er hver av oss ensam, og det skal vi alltid bli. Behind each one of those gates, we will always be alone, and that is the way it's always going to be. And then it's about how nobody will push themselves on, you know, that there's about respect and understanding for the other and how they can meet and how you never feel lonesome as long as you know that the other is there, even if she or he is inside her own house or your own soul. It just spoke to me because of the times that we're living in. With me and my friends and my neighbors, the way we have come only so close and then visited with each other with that kind of gate between us because we couldn't get closer, and yet that was enough. This is the poem Ord over Grind by Hallis Moen Vesaas. Words over the gate. Du går fram til mi innste grind, og jeg går og fram til di. You move towards my innermost gate, and I go towards yours too. Inside, each one of us is lonely, and shall always be that way. Never imposing yourself too much was the law that mattered to us. Whether we met often or seldom, the meeting was in trust and peace. If you aren't standing there one day when I come, it is easy for me to turn around after I have stood a while and looked towards the house and thought that you live there. As long as I know you will come now and then, like now, over crunchy gravel, and smile happily when you see me standing here, then I shall have a home in my house.
Poetry is produced at KUMD by Lisa Johnson, with help from Chris Harwood and from an original concept by Lisa Fitzpatrick. You can find links to the poets and poetry on this show on our website, along with the complete poem read in its original language. Poetry is supported in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.